Halloween has special meaning for California's Death Valley, but it's nothing to do with ghosts and goblins. On this day, nearly two decades ago, the California Desert Protection Act was signed into law. The act established Death Valley and Joshua Tree National Parks, as well as the Mojave National Preserve. Now supporters of the current California Desert Protection Act want Congress to finish the job. Jim Dodson was one of the three people who spearheaded the 1994 bill. He says the first challenge was getting people to realize that one quarter of the state is desert.
Most people thought of California as mountains or the Central Valley, which everybody knew about, or the beautiful coastline. 25% of California is desert, and it was very difficult to get people to focus on that.
Laurel Williams with the California Wilderness Coalition says one of the biggest hurdles faced in the original bill was from off-road vehicle users. She says the two sides have reached a compromise in the current bill.
This time around, we've actually worked closely with off-road vehicle community folks. In fact, we actually went out and looked at wilderness proposals, looked at the boundaries. Not to say that we agreed on everything, but we came to a lot more agreements and really worked closely together.
Dodson is retired now and still lives in the Mojave Desert, where he can see how the federal law has protected the lands.
If I drive anywhere in the California desert, I run into places that are still the way they were when I first met them decades ago, and I think that's great. That's what we were trying to do.
U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein's Desert Protection Act of 2010 would improve protection for 1.6 million acres of federal lands, including the creation of two new national monuments and designation of more than 70 miles of desert rivers as wild and scenic rivers. This is Lori Abbott, California News Service.